All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1. So you got the Dana White stuff there. Sully wants to get into Aaron Rodgers, which we will do. But first, a little bit of relevant news as Governor Whitmer spoke. Sully has the details. I'm here to listen and comment. Please, Michael.
Yeah, that's right. So what I had, I would hope I didn't oversell this, but what I had told you was this is one of the hottest buttons right now in the state of Michigan, and she just directly addressed it in her press conference. So Governor Whitmer has announced, this is an executive order, she's forming a Return to Learning Advisory Council to create the roadmap for schools to reopen in the fall. Obviously, there's been a ton of discussion on whether schools are going to be open, if kids will be on campuses, K through 12, whatever. So she said it's critical we bring together experts in healthcare and education, as well as students, educators, and families, to think about how and if it's possible to safely return to in-person learning in the fall, and how to ensure that more than 1.5 million K through 12 students across Michigan get the education they need, Whitmer said in the release. This panel will use data-informed and science-based approach with input from experts to determine if, when, and how students could return to school in person this fall and what that would look like. There's no details or even no opinion on whether or not there will be people in-person learning, but they're trying to create that roadmap.
Well, listen, I mean, it's necessary. And Mike, listen, I know where you stand, but she has done a good job. Now, she may go too far with certain things or keep us in the dark a little too much, but she's done a good job being quick and moving fast. This is, I think, another example. I mean, it's May. But we absolutely have to start thinking about fall. We have to absolutely figure out. I mean, Mike, the biggest issue is going to be how we're funding schools.
Sure.
I mean, call it what it is. You're going to see some unbelievable cuts, unbelievable on a per student basis cuts. That's what scares me. And again, my wife's a teacher, so I'm biased. I mean, I care about teachers. We don't have kids, but I still care, clearly. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, you're seeing students across the world in school. It looks different. There's no question. Masks, in some cases, partitions. I don't have the answer. And you know what? Here's the reality of this. And I'm becoming more comfortable with it than I was even a month ago. It's okay to not know. It's okay to not know about something 3 or 4 months from now and need more data in order to make a decision. I don't know. And I don't think the experts know. I don't think the epidemiologists and the scientists, they don't know. So let's make decisions when we have more information. I think colleges are going to shift the academic calendar a little bit. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if colleges move things up and tried to be done. And I read that Michigan State was toying with the idea of being done by Thanksgiving, kind of leaving that, you know, end November, all of December area clear, and then maybe not starting back up until February and going until June. Why? Well, because the dead of winter is the heart of flu season. And because if there is a second wave, you don't want COVID coinciding with flu season. So, like, is it possible for our our schools for kids to do the same? I'm not intelligent enough to speak on that.
Yeah, see, and you
that,
know...
That gets into laws and all kinds of different stuff. Yes, David.
No, but you're right about that, because here's the thing. Teachers, school districts, superintendents, they need to have a plan. They need to know ahead of time, because we all seen what happened. Everything was so all of a sudden. And kids are doing online. Teachers are doing online right now, but it's not going towards anything. So if you figure things out now, if they can't go in person starting fall, at least you have time to set up some kind of online system that means something, that goes towards something, you know, whether it's for 6 months and you go back after Christmas and that's in person or whatever it is. But they need to have some kind of structure, because this online thing, it needs to go towards something if that's how the school year begins. So they have to have a plan now.
Here's your problem. The problem is, if we don't do in-person learning, you are going to have a great number of students at a deficit because they don't have access to the online capabilities to learn.
Correct.
So this is a real quandary. And again, I am not smart enough to speak on this at length, so I'm not going to. I would love to hear from parents. I mean, right now, I mean, David, you have two young children. If Governor Whitmer comes out and says, we're going back to school in the fall, I mean, do you want your kids there?
You know, I haven't thought about it yet. I've only been thinking about just the immediate, like summer school. But you're right.
Tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah. So I have to think about that. Like, even if summer school's there, I'm not sending them. So now it will shift a couple months in June. It just will in my mind with my wife. I don't know if I'm comfortable yet. I have to wait and see.
Right. I kind of wonder where parents are at with it.
Yep.
Even if there is this push to get back in classrooms in the fall, you're going to be asking schools that are already underfunded and probably are going to take even deeper cuts. You're going to have to spend money to, I don't want to say retrofit, but adjust to what in-class learning would be. Again, if someone has the answers, I welcome you to call the show. This is not something I'm going to speak authoritatively on. But can you imagine a classroom with 30 kids in it? I can't.
All wearing masks?
Can you imagine?
Or, like, what would it even look like?
Mike, I'm seeing what students in other part of the world, what they're doing, but I don't know the funding of those schools.
Yep.
You know, I don't know the picture. I can look at a piece of video and just say that's what we should do?
Yeah.
Newsflash, our schools, our educators, we are not well funded. So I don't know, Mike. I don't know how you would get the same amount of students in each room. We can't go out and hire a lot more teachers if you divided each class into two. The online thing sounds great in theory, but let's face it, a lot of kids don't have access to it. And hey, I'll just say it from the husband of a teacher. It's driving my wife insane. I mean, it's just not the way it's meant to be. So I don't know. Could you move the school year calendar to do a little bit more in late summer? Could you not? Mike,
that's the thing.
I am by no means an educational administrator.
That's the thing. And we've talked about, obviously, a ton, the return of sports and what football could potentially look like in the fall if that's getting pushed back. And I think that the discussion of schools is right there with this. And it's not only on the college level, but certainly on the K through 12 level. And I think there's probably a ton of every parent out there has to be wondering that right now about, hey, is my kid going to go to school in the fall? What will it look like? Are they going to be required to wear masks? How will it be safe? You know what, Mike? I think David brings up a good point, too, with the online learning. If we're going to go to an online learning model in the state of Michigan starting in the fall, there has to be, if that's what it's going to be, there has to be a ton of stuff figured out by then, especially with the uncertainty a couple months ago, how stuff's getting credited, how every student gets access to computers or laptops at home. That's a ton of stuff that this committee is going to have to review and figure out, because there's a ton of things that need to be worked through with something like that's going to happen.
I think, Mike, I, if you'll allow conjecture, and I'm openly admitting that this is speculation, I will say the following. I don't think they have enough time to come up with a comprehensive online platform that would address the things you're talking about. I just
that would be
I
my
don't
concern.
Know how you would do it if you can't get back to school? I don't know what the solution is. I don't
think about that, Mike. Let me just jump in on that.
I am.
It's May 15th. Yes, I totally agree with that. That if there were to be, and I'm sure, obviously, it's 2020. We have a great technology. It can absolutely be done. Online learning is huge, but on a mass scale like that, on May 15th, to be able to turn around, you know, four months from now, whatever it would be, and then roll it out there, where this is how every single public school is going to be operating in the fall, how every single kid will get educated, how it's going to look like, what credits, how that system will work. That is really, and they're going to have their work cut out for them, obviously, because that would be a ton to figure out and to implement. And Mike, one quickly, if it's going to be in person, then yeah, that's a whole nother issue of how exactly that would look. You know, we mentioned the thing with restaurants and bars with capacity. How does it work with classrooms? Every classroom has basically a capacity. Are the desks going
to
be spread apart?
It's really no different than a restaurant or a bar. When you think about how classrooms are set up, and again, I mean, my wife is teaching, you know, 30 kids at a time in a small classroom. Mike, what are you going to do? 12 kids?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.